We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. Aligned with their mission of empowering underrepresented voices, the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center will host activists Karen Sims and Dua Aldisoki for a discussion about wellness tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Sims is a trainer and life coach who has spent over 3 decades supporting marginalized communities. She founded the not-for-profit social justice organization, the Trauma and Resilience Initiative, in 2019. Co-facilitator Aldisoki is a dietitian nutritionist from CU. Aiming to support an uncomplicated relationship with food, she believes in ensuring its purity. Aldisoki, a member of the CU Muslim Action Committee, also writes poetry. Information on registration is available at ucimc.org. In city politics, last night there was a City of Champaign Township meeting to vote to accept the resignation of Champaign Township Supervisor Kyle Patterson. The meeting opened with this resolution, which passed unanimously 9-0. Preceding this, the board unanimously agreed on a timeline to find a replacement township supervisor. This timeline includes the posting of an application form on the township website today, which will remain open until December 16th at 5 p.m. Following this, interviews will be held publicly during a township board meeting on January 6th and possibly January 7th, depending on the number of applicants. This will give township board members a week to choose the new township supervisor, who will be appointed the following Tuesday, January 13th. When the meeting opened to audience participation, 2 members of the community came forward to share their opinions. One of these community members was Gail Terryberry, who claimed to be retired from the Stride shelter, having been there when it started in 2022.
Yeah, I don't know whether governmental entities should be running homeless shelters. Politically, it's a pain in the...
Meeting attendee Martin Miller also gave his opinion, expressing his support for government-run shelters.
All cities ought to have a shelter, just like you have a fire department. It's like you have a police department, like you have a public work. You ought to have a shelter for your city. It may not have to be a massive shelter, but it had to be somewhere where somebody need emergency shelter to go.
To learn more about the agenda of last night's township meeting, please visit cctownship.com. Finally, the City of Champaign has earned the highest score on the Human Rights Campaign's 2025 Municipal Equality Index for the 14th year in a row. The MEI examines the ways that cities can, and do, support the LGBTQ+ people who work and live there. Cities are rated based on non-discrimination laws, municipal services, law enforcement, and leadership on LGBTQ+ equality and municipality as an employer. Champaign earned a perfect 100 on the 2025 MEI assessment. Mayor Deborah Frank Finan expressed pride over the grade, saying, quote, "This recognition reflects the city's ongoing work to build a community where LGBTQ+ residents feel respected, supported, and safe," end quote. Champaign is among 130 other cities who earned the highest score of 100. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Sean Farnsley, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.